Namanda, bütün 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 namanda.
Begin my talk this morning by reading a verse from Shinran Shonin's Shoshinge. This particular verse expresses the meaning of the light of the Buddha.
仏様の御光についての、お光についての、お正信芸からの言葉をいただきたいと思います。 Please join me in Gassho. Gassho.
Pure light, joyful light, the light of wisdom, light constant, inconceivable, light beyond speaking, light surpassing sun and moon is sent forth, illumining countless worlds. The multitudes of beings all receive this radiance.
Shōjō kō, kangi kō, chie kō, fudan kō, nanji kō, mushō kō, chōnichi gakkō, to tataeraeru kōmyō wo hanatte,
Morning, everyone. Minasan, ohayo gozaimasu. Thank you for joining us this Sunday. We have a special theme for our Dharma talk today. We're talking about the immeasurable light of the Buddha. The light of the Buddha. This time of year, we're getting less and less light outside, right? It's getting darker earlier and earlier. Sometimes, does anybody get home and it's already dark by the time you get back to your house? Yeah, that happens to me too. Me too. I don't get to go outside and play as much as I used to. So it's getting darker, but we have lots of lights, right? We have lights in our house, and we have lights all over the place that bring us light, and so we can still see. Here at the temple, we have lights. We have some natural light here at the temple. Can you see some light? If you look up here in the Onaijin, do you see some light? Of course, we have the electric lights, but do you see some other light that's not electric? Yeah, Luna? We have candles, right? We have candles, and those candles shine. And one of the reasons that we have those candles up here in this area of the temple, in this shrine area, is because they provide light and they represent the light of the Buddha. Now, in the days before electric lights, there were still Buddhist temples, right? Had Buddhist temples, and our design of our Buddhist temple comes from those times before we had electric lights. And so here you can see we have in these lanterns here, we have electric lights, and then we have hanging lanterns down on either side of the Buddha. Can you see those lanterns? How many lanterns can you see that have lights? How many do you see? You see two? Okay, there are two. Okay, so there are two round ones, right? One, two. Can you see any more lanterns with lights? Anybody see more? Tayo, do you see more?
I see one next to the, at the bottom of the
Right. So we have these ones that are hanging down next to, we call that the Gokuden. We have two lanterns, and they're inside. They're encased inside a brass container. Can you see those on either side of the Buddha? We have those lights. So we have one, two, three, four lanterns, and we have one candle in front, and we have one more candle up there right in front of the Buddha, which we don't normally light. We don't normally light that one. But in the days before electric lights, those were the only lights that you would have here in the temple. And so because they were all actual flames, the light would flicker. And the gold, you can see now, all of this gold, it would all shimmer with light. And that represents the light of the Buddha's wisdom. People would come into the temple and they would see this shimmering gold. Even now, for some of you, I think, are here for the first time, and you see there's lots of gold up here, right? Looks very shiny and beautiful, and that represents the light of the Buddha's wisdom. And that's what I'd like to talk about today. What do we mean when we talk about the light of the Buddha's wisdom? So these days, we have some more and more darkness outside. Our night is getting longer. Our nighttime is getting longer. And as I was thinking about this the other day, driving home and thinking, oh, the sun is already setting, it's already getting dark, I was reminded of a short story that I read by the author Isaac Asimov. Have you heard of Isaac Asimov? Yeah, there's a story by Isaac Asimov. It's called Nightfall. Nightfall, and it's about a very unusual world. It's a science fiction story, so it's about another world. Another world, not this world that we live in. How many suns do we have in our world? How many suns are there? Yeah, do you know, Kate? We have one sun. We have one sun. In this story, it's about a planet that has six suns. Six suns. It's close to lots of suns, and so it's never dark. The sun never sets in this world. It's always daylight. It's like, has anyone here ever been to Alaska? You ever been to Alaska? Yeah? Matthew, what month did you go? What month was it when you went to Alaska? It was July, in Alaska in July. And what time did the sun set? I went to Alaska once in July, and I woke up at 2 in the morning, and I looked out the window, broad daylight. Someone was walking a dog. I had no idea. It was the middle of the night. But in Alaska, the sun shines in the summer. It doesn't really set. If you go to the northern part of Alaska, it just kind of comes down close to the horizon, but it doesn't get really dark. And in the winter time, the sun doesn't come out. It's dark all the time. It's dark all the time because we only have one sun. In this world, they had six suns, and so it never got dark. It only got dark once every 2,000 and 500 years, because there would be an eclipse. They had six suns, and so it was 2,050 years. Once every 2,050 years, all but one sun would set, so there would just be one little sun in the sky, and then there was a moon that would eclipse that, so it would become completely dark. But so most people never experience darkness. It was always sunny. It was always sunny. They could go their whole life without ever experiencing nighttime. And because of this, people never had to be in the dark. They never had to be in the dark. And so, like for us, we try not to get cold, right? So if it's cold outside, what do? You put on warm clothes, or you go inside a warm building, right? So in this world, if it was starting to get dark, if it was starting to get, if they were like, say they were going into a dark place, like a cave, as soon as it started to get too dark, they would run back out. So they never knew about being in darkness. Just like we never stay out in a cold place for a long time, these people would never stay in a dark place. So most people had never been in the dark. And they describe in this story, they describe a ride at a carnival where people, it's a dark tunnel, and they drive through this dark tunnel for 15 minutes. And they say they had to close the ride down because people were having heart attacks. It was too scary. People were going crazy because they would go into this, and then they would get so afraid that they would never want to go inside a building again. And so it's a world where people don't know any darkness. But scientists, they have astronomers, and they figure out that this eclipse is coming and that the whole world is going to be dark for about half a day, about 12 hours. And so people start to get very, very scared and very worried about darkness. And so the story, it's a wonderful story, and it's about how people get so comfortable with light and they're afraid of darkness. And I encourage you to read it. It's called Nightfall. It's a very good story. It's by Isaac Asimov. And I'm not going to ruin the end because it's got a very exciting ending. But I want to talk about this idea of a world with no darkness and how people could be afraid of darkness. So if you're afraid of darkness, it means you think of darkness as something outside of yourself. So you think if you turn off the lights, then you can't see anything with your eyes. So that's one way of thinking about darkness. But in Buddhism, we talk about light and darkness in a different way. We talk about the darkness of our minds and the light of the Buddha's teaching. The light of the Buddha's teaching. So even if we have bright lights on, we can still not see everything clearly, right? I'll give you an example. Say someone walks into this room, and this happened to me when I was in Japan, for example. I would walk into a room at a restaurant. I'd walk into a restaurant, and someone would immediately say to me, "Eigo ga wakarimasen." I don't speak Japanese. I don't speak English. And I would say, "Oh, but I speak Japanese." I would say, "Daijoubu desu. Nihongo ga wakarimasu." So people would look at me, and they would say, "Oh, because of the way this person looks, he doesn't speak Japanese." Sometimes we do that too, right? We look at someone and we make some conclusion about them, about what language they speak or what kind of person they are, what they know, what they don't know, if they're nice, if they're mean. We can never know looking at somebody. And that's a kind of darkness in our minds. The light of the Buddha shows us that, oh, any person, no matter what they look like, they might speak English or Japanese, they might be very kind, they might be very friendly, and we can't draw conclusions about people. And that's the light of the Buddha's wisdom. So a place can be very dark. In the same way, that light is still with us in our hearts and in our minds. Sometimes very bad things happen. We hear about bad things happening in the news. We think this world is so dark. We live in a world of darkness, and it's very scary. But if we have the light of the Buddha shining into our minds, we can see through that darkness and see that we all have common things that we share as human beings. And that the Buddha shows us the way to live, caring for each other, helping each other out as best we can. And that Buddha of immeasurable light, we call that Buddha Amida Buddha. When we say the words Namo Amida Butsu, we're hearing that voice. We're hearing that light. Light isn't usually something you hear, is it? If you think about light as something that just comes into your eyes. But if you think about the light of your heart, that light you can hear in a true teaching, in a kind word from someone, when someone helps you to see what is true. And that's what the Buddha does for us. We receive that light in the words Namo Amida Butsu. And everybody receives that. That's what it says in this passage from the writings of Shinran Shonin that I read at the start of my talk, that everyone receives this light of the Buddha, this pure light, this light of wisdom shines into all of our hearts. And so now it's getting darker, the nights are getting longer. Even in our world, we see things sometimes that are frightening and make us think that we live in a world of darkness. But we can turn our hearts and our minds to the Buddha and see that light, even in the midst of the darkness of our minds, the darkness of the night, the darkness of the world. We can see how to treat each other with kindness, to care for each other, to recognize that we're all people who share a common heart, hoping for happiness and peace. まあ、闇というのは暗くなるということですね。まあ、11月になったら夜が長くなるですね。まあ、最近のニュース見たら、いろいろな世界の中に暗いことは次々と続いて、本当に暗い時代に住んでると 思いますね。でもこの暗闇の中に光があるというのは仏様の御教え、親鸞聖人の御教えですね。その闇の中、人間の、まあ、無明、人間の間違った考え方の中に仏様の光が常に私たちを照らされて、常に正しい方向を照らせることですね。その光、仏様の光をいただくというのは、南無阿弥陀仏の念仏を聞くということですね。普通は光を聞くと言わないんですね。光を見る。でも仏様の光を念仏で聞くというのは、そういう目が見えるものではなくて、心に温めて、心に明るくさせる、その光ですね。それは私たちの人生を照らされて、みんなお互いに助け合い、お互いに敬いというお心、という生き方を導くというのは、お南無阿弥陀仏のお念仏の光、この阿弥陀如来の無量仏のお光ですね。So I'd like to now close once again with these words of Shinran Shonin. I invite you to join me in Gassho. 最後に Shinran Shonin のお言葉をいただいて終わりたいと思います。Pure light, joyful light, the light of wisdom, light constant, inconceivable, light beyond speaking.Light surpassing sun and moon is sent forth, illumining countless worlds. The multitudes of beings all receive this radiance.
Namu Amida Butsu. 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 Namu Amida Butsu.